KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, Major League Baseball action last night. In fact, late last night, the St. Louis Cardinals climbed within 2.5 games of first place in the National League Central following their win at Los Angeles and the Cubs' loss in Detroit. Yadier Molina and Marcelo Ozuna belted two-run homers as the Cardinals dumped the Dodgers 5-2 in a game heard here on KJAN last night. Molina broke a one-all deadlock with a third-inning blast in the Redbirds' second straight win over the Dodgers and 12th in their last 14 games. Manny Machado homered for the Dodgers, who have dropped 8 of 11 to fall 3.5 games off the National League West lead. Elsewhere in the National League, Washington beat Philadelphia 10-4, Atlanta over Pittsburgh 6-1, New York over San Francisco 6-3, Cincinnati beat Milwaukee 9-7, San Diego over Colorado 4-3. In the American League, Blake Snell is 15-5 with a .207 earned run average after tossing four-hit ball over six innings in the Rays' 4-1 win against the Royals. Snell struck out 11 and didn't allow a run until Ryan O'Hearn homered in the fifth inning. Joey Wendell laced a two-run triple, Willie Adames homered, and Tommy Pham was 3-for-4 with an RBI double. Elsewhere in the AL, Toronto beat Baltimore 8-2, Cleveland over Boston 6-3, Minnesota 5-2 over Chicago, Oakland beat Texas 6-0, and Houston over Seattle 3-2. In interleague play, the Yankees over Miami in 12 innings 2-1, Detroit beat Chicago Cubs 2-1, Arizona over the LA Angels by a 5-4 final. Well, the Washington Nationals were expected to raise a National League East championship banner and challenge for a World Series berth. Instead, they've raised a white flag with 6 weeks remaining in the season. The Nationals have pared down its payroll by shipping second baseman Daniel Murphy to the Cubs and first baseman Matt Adams to the Cardinals. The moves came with the team at 62-63 and 7.5 games out of first place. Murphy is hitting .300 since his return from knee surgery, and Adams has 18 home runs in 94 games this season. Washington received little in return for the two players. The Cubs sent Class A infielder Andrew Montessario and a player to be named or cash to Washington, while the Nationals get just $50,000 from the Cardinals. Marlins right-hander Jose Urena has dropped his appeal of a six-game suspension for intentionally hitting Atlanta rookie Ronald Acuna Jr. with a pitch. He nailed Acuna on the left arm with his first pitch, triggering a melee in Wednesday's 5-2 loss to the Braves in Atlanta. The decision to begin his suspension Tuesday comes 2 days after he pitched his first career complete game against the Nationals. The Cubs say pitcher Yu Darvish will miss the rest of the season after pitching just one inning in a rehab start for Class A South Bend on Sunday. Darvish is on the 60-day disabled list with right triceps tendonitis after going 1-3 with a .495 earned run average in 8 starts. Chicago signed the Japanese right-hander to a 6-year, $126 million contract with the Cubs in February. The Yankees have placed shortstop Didi Gregorius on the 10-day disabled list with a bruised left heel. Gregorius was hurt in a collision Sunday at first base during a 10-2 romp over Toronto. He's hitting .270 with 22 homers and 74 RBIs and has 48 extra base hits this season. White Sox manager Rick Renteria has been released from a Minnesota hospital after undergoing tests following an episode of lightheadedness. The 56-year-old Renteria was taken to Hennepin County Medical Center before Monday night's 8-5 win over the Twins. The team says Renteria will return to Chicago on Wednesday and undergo further testing at Rush University Medical Center. Iowa offensive coordinator Brian Ferentz expects Ivory Kelly Martin to be the Hawkeyes' starting running back when they open up against Northern Illinois. The Plainfield, Illinois native saw action in all 13 games a year ago as a true freshman, and he's been competing with fellow sophomores Torin Young and Makai Sargent.
We still feel really good about the three guys we have. You look at a guy like Makai Sargent, he just continues to impress you. So going into camp, I felt like we had two guys that we felt pretty good about. Now I feel like we have three guys we feel pretty good about. Hey, that's great right now, week zero. I'm hoping in week 12 we still have three guys we feel pretty good about.
Farron says all of three of those running backs will see playing time.
You know, you look at that thing, I think it'll work itself out, but when you have three guys in the stable that are healthy, then it's just kind of a matter of who's got the hot hand, where are things at a certain point in the game, and that's how those things kind of shake out.
We'll have Hawkeye football this fall again for you here on KJAN with the first game coming up just about a week and a half away. Heisman Trophy runner-up Bryce Love of Stanford and Outland Trophy winner Ed Oliver of Houston highlight the Associated Press preseason All-America team. The team announced Tuesday also features West Virginia quarterback Will Greer and his teammate receiver David Sills V. Love, Clemson defensive end Clelin Ferrell, Wisconsin linebacker T.J. Edwards, and Utah kicker Matt Gay were the only players who made first-team All-American after last season and first team to start this season. Love ran for 2,118 yards, over 8 yards a carry last season, and was second to Baker Mayfield in the Heisman Trophy voting. Also, college football news. Authorities in Dallas say LSU offensive lineman Ed Ingram was arrested on sexual assault charges on August 2nd. The alleged incident occurred around the time the projected starter was suspended from the Tigers football program for an unspecified violation of team rules. Sheriff spokesman Paul Raul Reina says deputies were acting on an outstanding DeSoto Police Department warrant alleging 2 counts of aggravated sexual assault when they arrested the 19-year-old Ingram in Texas. In NFL news, Baltimore Ravens cornerback Jimmy Smith has been suspended for 4 games without pay for violating the NFL's personal conduct policy. That punishment comes after the league uncovered evidence of threatening and emotionally abusive behavior toward a former girlfriend. The 30-year-old Smith played in 12 games last season before an Achilles tendon injury forced him to miss the team's final 4 games. While injured, he served a 4-game suspension for violating the league's performance-enhancing policy. Authorities say former NFL offensive lineman Richie Incognito has been arrested in Arizona on charges that he threatened to shoot employees of a funeral home. Scottsdale police say Incognito is being held on suspicion of misdemeanor charges of threats and disorderly conduct. Police say Incognito was at the funeral home Monday to make arrangements for his father, who died last weekend. Panthers coach Ron Rivera says rookie wide receiver DJ Moore was chastised after the first-round draft pick from Maryland was cited for driving approximately 113 miles an hour in a work zone on along Interstate 77 in Charlotte, North Carolina. The speed limit is 65 miles per hour in that construction zone. Former Giants receiver Victor Cruz has retired and says he plans to join ESPN as an NFL analyst. Cruz was a 7-year veteran and a 2012 Pro Bowl selection after joining the Giants as an undrafted free agent. Cruz had 303 catches for over 4,500 yards and 25 touchdowns, including an NFL record-tying 99-yard reception in December of 2011. Well, the University of Iowa, in conjunction with the Big Ten Conference, announced its men's basketball Big Ten schedule for the 2018-19 season yesterday. For the first time in league history, the Big Ten schedule consists of 20 games. Of Iowa's 10 home conference games, 8 of those will be played on a Friday, Saturday, or Sunday on MediaCom Court at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Iowa's 2 early Big Ten games are home versus Wisconsin on Friday, November 30th, and at Michigan State on Monday, December 3rd. It'll mark the 7th time in 9 years the Hawkeyes will open league play at home under head coach Fran McCaffrey. Iowa's 8 weekend home games include 3 on Friday evenings, Wisconsin on November 30th, Michigan on February 1st, and Indiana on February 22nd. 3 on Sundays, Nebraska on January 6th, Illinois on January 20th, and Northwestern on February 10th. And 2 others on Saturdays, Ohio State on January 12th and Rutgers on March 2nd. The Hawkeyes will play their final 2 Big Ten games away from home at Wisconsin and at Nebraska, marking just the 2nd time in 9 seasons that Iowa's regular season finale is on the road. Iowa will play 7 teams twice and 6 teams once. The Hawkeyes will compete against Indiana, Michigan State, Nebraska, Northwestern, Ohio State, Rutgers, and Wisconsin twice. They'll host Illinois, Maryland, and Michigan and travel to Minnesota, Penn State, and Purdue. Iowa's 2 conference byes came between games played Sunday, January 27th and Friday, February 1st, and Sunday, February 10th and Saturday, February 16th. Overall, Iowa has 19 home games in the 2018-19 season, which includes an exhibition game November 4th against Guilford College before the regular season tips off November 8th against UMKC. Iowa returns 12 players, including all 5 starters from last year's squad. The Hawkeyes will be led by juniors Tyler Cook and Jordan Bohannon. Cook led Iowa in both scoring and rebounding, while Bohannon led the team in assists, 3-pointers, and was 2nd in scoring. Iowa's ranked in the top 30 in national attendance each of the past 6 seasons, including placing in the top 25 in each of the last 6 seasons. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.